Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's Voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America for this Wednesday, September the 23rd, 2020. Thank you for being here today on the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Attorney General Bill Barr says they brought in 179 suspects, $6.5 million, and stopped a dark web opioid scheme that was killing people. Number two, the envelope, please. The moderator for the first presidential debate set for just 6 days from now have been selected. The questions by Chris Wallace picked out. The Supreme Court, the pandemic, the economy, and the riots, among others. We'll get to that in 6 days. And number one, with a cascade now of moderate Republicans, including ones in close elections, the support for whomever is nominated to fill the seat left open by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is becoming rock solid. And as Lindsey Graham has said, President Trump has the votes he needs to get the nominee seated by the high court prior to Election Day. This, of course, creating a cascade of panic by the Democrats. But a very unusual thing I saw yesterday. A very unusual thing I saw yesterday that I want to share with you. And that was members of the Washington Press Corps actually asking real questions. Pressing Chuck Schumer, saying, well, wait a second, Senator. You didn't win the election of 2016. If you want to argue about an election, go to 2016. Your candidate failed. In addition to that, you failed to hold the Senate in 2014. You lost another seat in 16 and another one in 18. The Senate majority is Republican. Whose fault is that, Mr. Schumer? Whose fault is that? Hear what he had to say about this, because he was getting pressed pretty hard yesterday. Was Chuck Schumer. It's bite number 10, and he was being pressed outside the Capitol, and he kept pushing back. He had hecklers in the background, too, saying, stop lying, screaming at him every few seconds. It was a fun day for Chuck. Look at this and listen to this. Go.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that this sort of brings the importance of elections and voting into focus? I mean, the reason why there's likely going to be a third conservative justice in the court is because President Trump won the election. Senate Republicans won the majority. What is the message now to Democrats in terms of the importance of winning elections?
It's not just a message to Democrats. It's a message to the American people.
Well, it is a message to Democrats. You lost. Remember our good friend Barack Obama? I hate to keep bringing him up, but let's be honest. Elections do have consequences, thank you. You lost. Shut up. Move on. Republicans are following the Constitution. It might be something that bothers so many on the left because they don't even know what the Constitution is and don't care, frankly. They were never taught civics or how American government is supposed to work. They're functionally illiterate when it comes to civics, historically illiterate when it comes to looking back at how America has been formed and functioned and grown as a nation. Best on earth, by the way. But that big news is that the Republicans have the votes. Reminds me of Hamilton, doesn't it? You don't have the votes. But the Republicans do. And the Democrats can kick and scream and carry on all they want, but at the end of the day, it's not going to change. Mitch McConnell has prepared for this day for years. And his prayers have been answered. Here's Lindsey Graham weighing in on having the votes and the tough re-election fight he's in as well. It's bite number six with Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. We've got the votes. Listen in.
It's pretty obvious they want an outcome. They'll destroy anybody's life to keep these seats open. They said they tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh so they could fill the seat. They were dumb enough to say that. I've seen this movie before. It's not going to work. It didn't work with Kavanaugh. We've got the votes to confirm Justice Ginsburg replacement before the election. We're going to move forward in the committee. We're going to report the nomination out of the committee to the floor of the United States Senate so we can vote before the election. That's the constitutional process. After Kavanaugh, everything changed with me. They're not going to intimidate me, Mitch McConnell, or anybody else. I'm getting outraised 3-1, outspent 4-1. If you want to help me fight back, go to lindseygraham.com.
Don't miss an opportunity to pitch your election and throw some money in the coffers. Well done, Lindsey. Oh, and if you want to help me out, it's lindseygraham.com. 24 hours a day. One of my favorite guests here on the program, Erin Perini from the campaign, here regularly. And with the debate just 6 days away, she says it could certainly prove pivotal for the election, which, you know, some people voting now in early balloting, yes, they are. Erin Perini, Bite 4 with Erin. Here's what she has to say about the debate, the election, and everything coming up. Listen in.
That Joe Biden has 47 years of debate experience, plus a grueling Democrat primary where he went up on a number of debates against the other contenders. And so we do expect Joe Biden to show up and try and spar against President Trump. Obviously, we know President Trump will show up in grand fashion as well, having, you know, 4 years of experience as president of the United States under his belt, an incredible record of accomplishment to talk about. And listen, Joe Biden needs to answer questions he's not getting asked on the trail. He needs to answer why he would raise taxes over $4 trillion, why he would get rid of the Trump tax cuts and opportunity zones that have put dollars into economically disparaged communities in the United States. He needs to talk about what he means when he says, well, we'll keep fracking around to get rid of it. Joe Biden has been flip-flopping and talking about disastrous policies for the American people.
Man, she's going along rapid fire. Look out, everybody. Erin Perini on the scene. You got it. 41 days. Counting down, the pressure is getting ratcheted up. The real question I would want to ask Joe Biden, and I certainly hope, Chris Wallace does, and I'm guessing he just might, because there will be a lot of discussion of the Supreme Court. Number one, who would you pick for the Supreme Court, Mr. Vice President? You've seen who the president has selected, because we will know by then. But then more importantly than that, would you back a scheme to pack the court, to nullify the choices made by previous presidents, to nullify the decisions made by voters in America, by packing the court and therefore tilting it to the left and nullifying the selections made by this president, by George W. Bush, by George H.W. Bush, by the conservative bend in the court? That's the real question. What would you do there? It's bite number three with Joe Biden. Would you support packing the Supreme Court? Bite three, go.
So I asked Biden a hypothetical question. If he's elected president and Democrats gain control of the Senate, would he consider adding more seats to the Supreme Court?
It's a legitimate question, but let me tell you why I'm not going to answer that question. Because it will shift all the focus. That's what he wants. He never wants to talk about the issue at hand. He always tries to change the subject. But let's say I answer that question. Then the whole debate's going to be, well, Biden said or didn't say. Biden said he would or wouldn't.
It's a pretty important question. It's not a distraction. It is the question at hand. You just can't answer it. Therein lies the problem, Mr. Vice President. Would you support an idea? Would you sign a bill if it came to your desk to pack the Supreme Court, to add extra justices to the Supreme Court? Would you do that? That's the question. And would you support them and put them through all at the same time? 14 after on a Wednesday, those are important questions, and I hope that Chris Wallace asked that, because if the Democrats move to nullify the Supreme Court by packing the court, something we got rid of in the 1930s, well, that would change the conversation, now wouldn't it? The answer is, yes, Steve, it would. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.